Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
The Volume.
We back. Yeah, we back once again. And what did I tell y'all? Lakers went down now to New Orleans and took care of business last night as usual. Lakers was up by 20 on the Pelicans last night. And before I even get into LeBron and AD and all the rest of the guys, let me give my respect to Zion Budan Eden Williamson. Let me give him his credit. Had 40 last night. Balled out. Looked good. Had pep in his step. I guess they changed his radiator fluid the other day from Sunday until last night because he looked like a total different player. We didn't have an answer for him. I'm just being real. We didn't have an answer for Zion Williamson last night, but something happened in the fourth quarter last night against the Lakers. He was tied up. Zion went up in a little jump shot, came down and started grimacing a little bit, and everybody and went to the locker room. Everybody was like, oh my God, Zion was hurt. Zion wasn't hurt. I told y'all, he had an Uber Eats with Steak and Shake. He had to go and get that. And that's where he went, to the back, eating steak and drinking shake. That's what he was doing. I don't want to hear all that. I bet you Zion play against the Kings. I guarantee you the Zion Williamson play against the Sacramento Kings they next game. But all that being said, y'all told me the Lakers were scared of Denver. Well, guess what? We knocking on the big bad wolf door. We coming, yeah, we coming to Denver. We melting all the snow. It won't be a snow nowhere in Denver, even in Boulder where Coach Prime at. Yeah, it's going to be hot in Denver. L.A. on the way. I don't want to hear Mary talking about me and Jokic the best duo in the league. Never. LPJ, Unibrow, got something to say about that. Now, let me break the game down to you non-basketball people who don't really know the game but just like talking the game. Let me tell you what the Lakers going to have to do to beat a team like the defending champ. Number one, they're going to have to put Jamal Murray in every pick and roll with LeBron and Rui. I don't care who Jamal Murray holding. We're going to put him in pick and roll with LeBron and Rui. Come here. Yeah, when y'all switch, we backing them down. Soon as y'all want to show or act like y'all want to double, we're going to kick it out to Reed. Icky, we're going to kick it out to D'Angelo, Lockwood, Russell. Come here. You saw D'Angelo last night balling. Now, if that D'Angelo show up in this next series against the Denver Nuggets, Lakers ain't got nothing to worry about. Do you hear me? Lakers ain't got nothing to worry about. The way LeBron playing right now, in year 21, you missed a couple layups the last night, fam. I ain't like all that, but we human. We human, and I get it. But when the Lakers playing like this, ain't nothing y'all can do with them. Then you got Vincent coming in, hitting a couple threes. You know you going to win when Prince hitting threes. It's a beautiful thing going on right now in the city of angels, baby. I'm letting y'all know that right now. I know Denver done beat Lakers the last 8 times. I know this. But it's just something in me. It's just something in me that's saying the Lakers going to win 4-3. Like, that's just what it is. Lakers going to win this series 4-3. I feel like last year, Jokic and Murray made every damn shot they could possibly throw up against the Lakers. But that won't happen this year. I guarantee you that won't happen this year. But stay tuned. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. We talking NBA all day today. Come on now. Last night, I think we could possibly say it's over for that dynasty up there in Golden State. That's dead, fam. Yeah, that dynasty is dead. It's over. 4 championships. What more can you ask for? Draymond Green, you gave us four rings, but your services is no longer needed. That's what they gonna tell him in that meeting. Clay, Pretty Clay is what they call him. Gave me 4 rings, second greatest shooter ever. But your services no longer needed. Do you hear me? You showing CP3 and everybody your little boat that you be riding on? That's what your ass gonna sell off on. Because you ain't coming back. 0-11? And you think I'm finna re-sign you? Never. You get your hat and coat and you go. You go. Nah, they finna go out and get Steph Curry some real help. Man needs some help, man. Finally, he gonna finally be the leader of this team because it was Draymond. And ain't nothing against Draymond. I love Draymond Green. He is what the Golden State needed, Draymond Green. But now that he will be gone because he out of there. He ain't coming back. Maybe he come out to L.A., maybe play with the Lakers, maybe play with the club. I don't know. You know, Draymond got ties in the L.A. So, but with all that being said, Golden State is done, man. You can't do no more tip your hat off to Draymond and Clay of what they was able to accomplish with Steve Kerr. It gets the sight to see last night. The Sacramento Kings wasn't missing nothing. I mean, everything they were throwing up was going in. They just couldn't keep up last night. Every time Golden State tried to make a run, the Kings went on their own run. And speaking of the Sacramento Kings, they're going to be playing the New Orleans Pelicans. Going to be a tough series. I think the New Orleans Pelicans pull it out. I don't think the New Orleans Pelicans played their best ball the last 2 games, which was just the Lakers. But that's the Lakers. That's a different breed. You know, Lakers on a whole nother level right now. But I do feel like, honestly, the Pelicans will beat the Sacramento Kings in this last play-in game before the playoffs start. And that's just my take, though. Y'all give me y'all take. Y'all let me know what y'all think. You know, we all way back. You know, let me know who y'all think going to win this series out of the Kings and the Pelicans. Not a series, but this game. Let me know who y'all think going to win. Get in the comment. Let me know, nah, Dub, I think this, I think that. Get in the comment. Let me know what you think about the Lakers. Nah, y'all got swept last year. Y'all going to get swept. But get in the comments and let me know. And make sure you share this. I don't care if you're in the doctor's office right now, man. Share it with your doctor. Put him on to the Bubba Dub Show over on the volume. That's what we doing. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Yeah, tune in each and every day. Yeah, we daily, baby. Yeah. No, I gotta talk about it. Man, they tell me no Diddy out here with Carl Winslow. Do you hear me? Allegedly. Do you hear me? Diddy? Carl Winslow? I guess family really matters. Hey, I guess family really matters. If you ask me, I don't really know what's going on with P. Diddy, but hey, I don't know. All this stuff is allegedly. If it's allegedly, this got to be the worst meltdown in entertainment history going on with Diddy. He out here riding around on bicycles with no seats. I don't really know what's going on no more. I really don't. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh, no. The feds will. If nobody will hold you, Diddy, the feds gonna hold you, fam. Yeah, you been running around here a little too much with Biggie Money. Yeah. Kiki in your door waving the 4-4. All I heard was, no Diddy, don't hit me no more. Hey. Hey, man, stay tuned, man. We have fun over here on the Bubba Dub Show, man. Stay tuned, man. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button, man. This is what we do, man. Real talk. And don't forget, man, this show being presented to you by Prize Pick. Yes, use my promo code TRASH with the 2 H's. Yeah. Tune in. Now, good night. We got the Philadelphia 76ers playing against the Miami Heat play-in. Embiid back, baby. Yeah, that big monster back. Ain't nothing Miami can do with them. They ain't got LeBron down there no more. They ain't got Bad Knee Wade. They ain't got Chris Bosh down there no more. Ain't nobody stopping the healthy Embiid. I'm letting you know that right now. Embiid out there putting up 40 and 50 points and some schedules. Who would have known? You can put up 40 and 50 points of Skechers. I'm finna start rocking Skechers. Do you hear me? If they making them Embiid perform like that, when I go to the YCLA game, I know I can put up 30. Yeah, I know I can put up 30 at Planet Fitness playing ball, LA Fitness. I can put up 30 against them old school dudes and them. All of them got bad knees anyway. Yeah, that's the type of dude I am. I go to the park, I play against old men in their 50s, dropping 60 on them. Yeah, I'm a big dog on the court when it's full of geriatric people out there. I'm a big dog on the block. I be Draymond Greening them and everything, choking them. Give me that ball, boy. You hear me call fire? That's what I be doing. But I got the 76ers coming out of that Miami Heat tonight as well. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Do y'all think if Embiid wouldn't have got hurt, do you think he would have been the MVP? Do you think that statue of Allen Iverson is too small? Let me know. Get in my comment section, man. Yeah, get them likes up too, man. Y'all come in. Hey, let's turn this into the number one show, y'all. Stay tuned. Hey, breaking news. Zion Booran Eaton. Williamson is out for that next game against the Sacramento Kings. Well, I take my pick back. I lied. Sacramento Kings gonna win this one. I'm sorry. The Pelicans not gonna win without Zion. They ain't got enough over. I know they got Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum. Trash! Didn't do nothing last night. And they ain't gonna do nothing against the Kings. Do you hear me? Fox gonna run through him. Then you got Sabonis over there. Then you got Murray coming on with it over there. And you got old Harrison Barnes over there. Oh, yeah, man, New Orleans gonna lose this. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna be right back down on Bourbon Street, getting drunk, mad, talking crap. Get ready for the Saints. I mean the Inks. Because this season over. I'm letting you know right now, the season over. Birdman mansion them foreclosed. That what Rick Ross say. But ain't my business, though. I don't know what's really going on. But I'm loving it. Hey, man. Stay tuned, though. I just want to give y'all that breaking news, man. Zion Williamson is out. Man, I hate that, man. I hate that for the basketball fans, man. I hate injuries, man, for real. But keep in mind, Zion, I got a wish doctor down there, fam. Just inbox me, DM me, let me know. I'll send it your way. All you got to do is put your foot in that little foot tub, close your eyes. Hey, boom, you're going to be healed. You're going to be healed again. Now, other ailments going to be bothering, but your hamstring going to be good, fam. Get at me.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Got the Chicago Bulls playing against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. I'm going with the Atlanta Hawks. I feel like Atlanta Hawks got a little bit more fireworks than Chicago got right now. So I'm going with the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Y'all let me know who y'all going with. I know. Shout out to my Chicago people. I know y'all wasn't like, come on, Dub, you tripping. Nah, I'm just being real, man. I feel like Trae Young and Murray, it's just going to be a little too much for DeMar Rosen tonight. I mean, you got Caruso over there, but he only could do so much. Well, he played great defense, and you could get some scoring from him from time to time. But in situations like this, I feel like Trae Young and Murray probably going to go for about 30 apiece tonight. It's just going to be too much to overcome. Boosie going to be there dancing. You know what I'm talking about? It's going to be a beautiful thing tonight, the game. But I'm riding with the Atlanta Hawks. But y'all get in the comment section. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in Atlanta May 10th through May 12th at the Atlanta Uptown Comedy Theater. Grab them tickets ASAP. May 10th through the 12th, I'm in the city. Pull up. Stay tuned. I got more to come. I know y'all seen Jonte Porter making $2 million a year, got banned for life for gambling, and only won $21,000. Now, his brother is Michael Porter Jr. Now, you heard I just said, was making $2 million and only won $21,000. I need y'all to say it with me. Trash! It's what it is. Man, how you going to throw your career away, fam? On gambling, fam. You know the rules. You know you can't gamble if you're a player, bro. You know this. It's people out here never make that kind of money, ever. Man, you going to throw it away like that? You got a gambling problem, fam. I know you be seeing that 1-800 number, debt and all that. And fam, you need to go there. Get some help, dog. Oh, I hate hearing stories like this, man. I really do. And I understand you should be able to gamble. As long as you ain't throwing the games. Come on, bro. Opportunities like this don't come, man. Don't that many players make it to the NBA, man? You was one of them. And for you to throw it away like that, it's sad, man. It's really sad. And the NBA, y'all need to do something about this. Y'all need to start having some training programs or something going on, educating these players and letting them know there is no gambling, period. Come on now. Making $2 million, all you don't want is 20. It don't make sense. But, you know, since you ain't in the league no more, you like to gamble. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense, man. We got to do better. Got to protect the integrity of the game. I understand that NBA because we feel the same way about the refs. We already feel like the game rigged anyway. But they got to protect the integrity of the game, man. And they got to do what they got to do by banning you. Hopefully they uplifted and probably just ban you for a whole year. I think life is a little too excessive. But I don't make the rules. I'm not Adam Silver. That's up to Adam Silver, though, man. But, yeah, that's just terrible, Porter. That's just terrible. But stay tuned. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. You know, Trash of the Day coming up next. Come on now. Y'all heard Shedeur Sanders now? If you're an offensive player, you hitting that portal, you hit him. And if you're a defensive player, you want to hit that portal, you hit old boy. You hit big bro on the defense. That's how they rocking up there in Colorado right now, man. Coach Prime, hey, got a squad, got a coaching staff. Let's see what Coach Prime do this year, y'all. Honestly, let's just sit back, see what Coach Prime do. He been doing the interviews, doing his thing. Got the family jumping, KFC commercials, Aflac commercial with Nick Saban. Primetime got it going on. That's one thing we can say about Coach Prime. He's a great marketer, and he's going to get to that money. But what we really want to see is what he's going to do with Colorado. Can he turn him around? Can he get them buffaloing? That's all eyes on Coach Prime. And I believe in Coach Prime. You know what I'm talking about? Just me. I believe in what he can do. Now, whether he do it or not, it remains to be seen. But I believe in Coach Prime. Going to keep believing in Coach Prime. I'm going to be on the sideline with Coach Prime. Yeah. Calling the other opponent trash. Yeah, ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Yeah. NBA young boy back in jail. How you go to jail in Utah, fam? That's what you go to Utah for, to get away from trouble. You still getting in trouble, fam. But guess what, though? I know we're going to get some fire music when you get out, though. I know that. Because this young boy, him been stressed. I don't like y'all stressing your NBA young boy like that, man. He been stressed out of him living in Utah. Let that man move back to Baton Rouge, wherever he is, Atlanta, wherever he is, L.A. Let him move somewhere else, law, federal government. Let him move out of Utah. Man, ain't nothing in Utah, man. Y'all know it. Man, young man going crazy. Seeing all that snow. We tropical. Come on now. Make it make sense. That like button, the subscribe button, man. Around me hot with this. NBA young boy going back to jail. Floyd rolling over in the boxing gym right now, man. Come on now. Let me say this now before the playoffs start. And I'm talking to you, Anthony Davis. If you in practice right now, if you ever see this video, and your eyes starting to hurt or it's starting to tingle, go and get them goggles Kareem got right motherfucking now. Don't you wait. Don't you wait. I'm talking to the Laker coaches. Have them same goggles Kareem had on the sideline. Because we don't need no misunderstanding in the playoff. Him going back to the locker room to get fixed up. No, you're not. We got it right here on the sideline with us. Lakers himself. Man, my trash of the day going to Rick Ross and Drake. Now, Rick Ross say Drake playing is from 1974. Yeah, hey, man, I got to trash Ross for that, man, because y'all too rich, man. And Drake, I'm trashing you because you said Rick Ross' house is a content creator house. What's wrong with that, fam? What's wrong with a content creator house, Drizzy? Y'all too rich. Now, y'all done took this rap beef a little too far. Now, y'all starting to hurt our feelings now. Y'all just flexing y'all money on us, and I don't like that. Now, I was for all y'all going back and forth, but this stuff y'all doing here, I don't like it one bit. Get back in the booth and rap. Leave your jokes up to me. Because y'all ain't got them. By the way, Drake, that plane here 1974, man. You might want to update that thing, man. You know, slapping some paint ain't going to do it. I guess the Band-Aid, man.
Ross, you a fool for that one, boy. Drake, you got to come back and get him for that one now, Drake. You got to respond to that one now. I get it. When you said, when Ross said he had more money than you, that's when you that's when you stop listening. Rich problem. Rich people problems. Y'all need to solve them, man. Check this out, man. If you like this episode today and you like what you see, heard, and watched, you know what to do. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We dropping daily on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. And who knows? You could be on the Bubba Dub Show soon. So keep watching. Keep getting in the comments. And we're going to make some things happen. Until next time.
The volume.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.